Award season, a time in Hollywood where period dramas with tales of love, loss, and prejudice are more common than sexual misconduct cases. Cue The Shape of Water.
If I told you about her, the princess without voice, what would I say?
Guillermo del Toro directs this desperate for Oscar attention film, starring Sally Hawkins as a mute cleaner. Crippled by her mundane life, this ordinary woman is searching for something else, something more, something extraordinary. This comes in the shape of water. Nah, not really. It comes in the shape of a freaky-looking human fish.
You may think that thing looks human. Stands on two legs, right? But we're created in the Lord's image.
Set in the 60s, a top-secret research laboratory captures the amphibian creature, sticks him into captivity, and debates whether or not to kill him. The lonely cleaner, who actually has a name, Eliza Esposito, forms a special bestiality bond with the fish and swoops in to try and save him from the movie's big bad, Michael Shannon, aka Richard Strickland.
It's an animal, just keeping it tame.
The Shape of Water really is a critic's wet dream. It's got it all. Love, loss, adversity, spies, war, tension, Hollywood, and even more adversity. Unfortunately, what it doesn't have is enough heart. The beautifully shot, terrifically scored, and always fascinating film struggles to build on the love between the fish and Esposito because Esposito hogs the spotlight. Now please, don't threaten to hunt me down, chop off my testicles, dice them up, and serve them as condiments at a feminist convention. I'm all for women's rights. Hashtag time's up, hashtag sisters, hashtag I'm wearing all black, everything. But the movie pays more attention to Esposito's feelings rather than their feelings. Love is a mutual bond shared between two people. However, The Shape of Water places much more emphasis on Esposito rather than the fish. By exploring Esposito's character in such great detail, it fails to do their love story any justice.
When he looks at me, he doesn't know how I am incomplete. He sees me as I am.
Mind you, this isn't to say that the movie's leading lady isn't entertaining. Del Toro has created a distinctly memorable character that deserves praise. Sally Hawkins, the lady that brings the character to life, gives an inspiring and heartwarming performance as the empty yet optimistic cleaner.
I can either save him or let him die.
You don't have to search too far to find the movie's other redeeming qualities. Del Toro's passion project sees the director bring his unique fairy tale style to a real world setting. The aquatic-themed and 1960s-styled movie connects with the romanticism of the era while creating a revolutionary fantasy love story that critics will froth.
Eliza, honey, he's coming for you.
The Shape of Water is a slimy, scaly, slippery son of a bitch that might escape you, but if you hold on tight enough, you'll appreciate the movie's finer details and originality. I give it 7. I'm not Mark Fennell's out of 10.
If I told you about her, what would I say? I wonder.